This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. A lot going on this week with acknowledging different wonderful professions. I saw it's Nurses Week this week. What was the other one, Kennedy? I think it's Teacher Appreciation Week.
It's Correctional Officer Appreciation Week, too. Someone texted in.
All right. Well, thank you for that one, Dan. But listen, whenever we get to talking about teachers, we just love to hear the crazy stories that happen in the classroom.
100%.
Because what you put up with as a teacher, you know, my wife was a teacher for many years. Dan's girlfriend is a teacher now. My ex-wife was a teacher. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yes. As bad as I did in school, for some reason, I loved teachers after I got out.
You got a type.
It's because you need someone to do it for you.
These are my confessions. It is time for Teacher Confessions. 617-655-1234. Call or text that number. We will keep you anonymous. The crazy stories that happen in the classroom. All right, you are up first for Teacher Confessions. Again, we keep it anonymous. Go ahead and tell us what happened. What did you experience in the classroom?
I was substituting the classroom, and I was hearing a buzzing noise going off. I'm like, what's that noise? So I asked the students, like, what's that noise, that buzzing noise going off? They're in line, They go, oh, it's my hand warmer. I'm like, can I see your hand warmer? When I looked at it, it's something that belongs in a nightstand that
I've
never had.
Stop.
As soon as you said buzzing noise.
No. Oh, the horror. The absolute horror.
Kennedy, does it double as a hand warmer?
I mean, maybe.
Probably for her.
I'm going to have to look into that. I don't know.
They come heated? This is new technology I didn't know about.
I don't know.
Whatever
kind of
works for you, I suppose. But good night.
How did you handle it?
I kept it cool. I try not to laugh. I try not to, like, I just said, listen, we really can't have that in class. Let me take it away until later on. So I gave it to my principal, and when I came back to class, they were mad at me. The students are like, give her back her hand warmer. I'm like, the hand warmer broke. It fell on the floor.
We're all having cold hands today, and that's the end of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have loved for you to just,
did
like...
Did you have gloves on? Because, yikes.
Yeah. I had gloves on. Definitely had gloves on.
And I imagine the parent, the mother, never asked.
Well, she said it was a sister's, but I don't know. It was kind of crazy.
Could have been the father's. It could have been anybody's, Carson.
Yeah,
don't know.
That's true. So good. Yep. All right, thanks for calling in and sharing that. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
All right, bye-bye.
I almost started a mutiny. Give her back her hand warmer.
These are my confessions. All right. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Teacher confessions. What do you have for us?
So I work at a private preschool, and for Christmas one year, a dentist parent dropped off a box of toothbrushes, which we didn't know what it was until we opened it, to split between all of the teachers in the classroom.
They gave the teachers toothbrushes?
Yes, a big box of like at least 100 toothbrushes.
He really went out of his way for that one, huh?
Yeah, they probably just went in the back room and grabbed it from their stash that they usually pass out after there.
Well, dental hygiene is important.
Not at Christmas. That's like getting an apple on Halloween. Shove it where the sun don't shine. Nobody wants that.
And what is the message?
Thank yous, and you know, thank you so much for the gift. And then we opened the box later after they left and said, "What?"
Well, yeah, I'm like, what was the message they were sending to the teachers? Like,
I'm a cheap ass. Yeah. That's what.
Yeah.
The message was these were free here.
So good. All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. My confession.
All right. Again, we're going to keep it anonymous. This has something to do with a third grader. What is your teacher confession?
Teacher confession is a student had a history of stealing from other students or school supplies in the classroom, trading cards the kids all love. But the literal icing on the cake was there was one student who had two cake pops for snack one day, which is a separate story alone, and threw one out. And the student with the history went into the trash can to take it out of the trash can, brought it over to his seat and started eating it. And when I asked him if he brought it from home, he said yes. And it turns out, you know, through some investigation, it wasn't the truth, and family was horrified when I reported it.
I mean, a cake pop, it'll make you dig into the trash for one of those.
Was it there for more than 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Was it
I
wrapped?
Don't know. I just knew that it was there.
Is it still theft if it's out of the trash?
They've thrown it away. One man's trash is another man's snack. I
mean, if you're stealing trading cards, that's one thing, but if you're just taking cake pops out of the trash.
These are my confessions. This is my favorite thing we do. I gotta tell you, friends, you do not make enough money by anything.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.